sensations. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy, you know it is a worth the fight. And you'll lose in every match you settle out. It bends me, it's what I swear to be. I'm dying to believe that you want me to send to me.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 519. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from the Beths. That song is called Dying to Believe. It's on the new album, Jump Rope Gazers, which came out July 10th on Car Park Records, the band out of Auckland, New Zealand. This album is good. It's not quite as, angsty, ragged, maybe, as the last one, but it's got some very nice highlights, and that song there is a very pleasant one. I've got a good podcast for you this week, unlike all those crappy ones I gave you in the past. We're going to go into a power pop set here, because that's what makes me happy. This is Cocktails with the song Waiting on the Summer.
Waiting on the summer feels like we wait. the question is,
if I've played a better trio of songs on the podcast ever. We started things off there with Cocktails from San Francisco. The song is called Waiting on the Summer, and it's from their new album, Catastrophic Entertainment. Came out July 1st on Father Daughter Records. That band has long been a favorite of mine. A number of albums out, and all of them are very good. I'm not sure how Waiting on the Summer works in the current pandemic, but so be it. After that, we heard from Yum Yums from Oslo, Norway. The song was Can I Come Over, and it's on the album For Those About to Pop. Rumbar Records put that out in the U.S., though I think some other labels were involved. or I know some other labels were involved in other parts of the world. That one comes out this Friday, I think, July 24th, at least here in the U.S. It is a fantastic album that you should just go buy. Don't stream it, whatever. Just find it on vinyl and get it shipped to you, or find it at your local record store if you can do that in a socially distanced way, and just buy that. It's just perfect power pop. It's so good, so good. And then we heard from the Budweisers, from Asturias, I think, in Spain, somewhere in the North Coast. The song I played was called Rocket to Your Heart, and that's on their album Lords of Budtown. Came out June 19th of this year on Monster Zero or Family Spree Recordings, depending on where you are. That one also, a very good record. Sometimes a little more pop-punk, but that track right there, oh, that's just wonderful, that chorus. What a hook. What a hook. Anyway, three great recordings there for you. I guess I should let you know the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears just a little bit here. Something from the new Margot Price. This one is Twinkle Twinkle.
in town. But every little daddy, he rising from the ground. And now he asking me, partner up or die. Tricky sucker. Sometimes he comes in and then he don't wanna leave, but I made him a promise, and whenever I feel him, I gotta let him in. Oh, I gotta let him in, cause he just wanna move. But he doesn't have a body. All he needs a body. So I gotta let him in. So I gotta let him in. Cause he just wanna more than count up.
Things got a little dirty there, didn't they? That was the Bobby Lees from Woodstock, New York, which just does not make sense because they sound like they are from some sort of roadhouse deep in the South somewhere. The song is Riddle Daddy, and it's on the album Skin Suit, which just came out July 17th on Alive Natural Sound Recordings. That album is a mixed bag. There's a lot to it, and they cover a lot of ground. But I think if you enjoy that sort of there's some sleaze happening there. Fans of Thelma and the Sleaze would enjoy that, in fact. Give that one a listen. Find that one online. Give it a stream, and then maybe you should add that one to your inventory. Before that, we heard from Margo Price, the song Twinkle Twinkle. That's on her new album. That's How Rumors Get Started. Came out July 10th on Loma Vista Recordings. She's, of course, based out of Nashville, though I think she's an Iowa girl, if I remember right. That album was produced by Sturgill Simpson. And it sounds like it, too. There's kind of a dusty and Memphis vibe to it. It's some of it is, you know, kind of more straightforward Nashville, but some of it's just I don't know. Got some humidity to it. I like it. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and start to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 519. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, whatever. I'm everywhere. Looking at the concert calendar, there's not much coming up there, but there's a new venue in Kansas City called Lemonade Park, and there is a Various Blonde show happening there. I think it's Friday or Saturday. I guess I should actually look at the concert calendar, but it's coming up, I think, this Saturday. And that is a very good venue. It's outside. Everybody must buy a ticket online, so there's good contract tracing. Everything you buy is, you know, via your phone. There's no cash exchange. This is they're doing it right. I feel safe there. So I may be checking that one out. Not my favorite band in the world, but currently my favorite venue in all of Kansas City, because it's the only one I'd actually go into. Anyway, there we go. There is also something new on the website. You're going to find photos and videos of the last Lemonade Park show that featured Men of Men, The Whiffs, and Wick and the Tricks. Photos and videos of there are up on the Too Much Rock website now. Anyway, I got one track left for you, and for better or worse, it is some Viking metal. This is Insafera. They are from Helsinki in Finland, and they have a new album called Thalassic out on Metal Blade Records. Just came out July 10th. It's, as the title would suggest, I guess, it is sea-themed, so a little more pirate than Viking at times, but it's all folk metal, right? And it also includes some weird, power metal elements, including some clean vocals that make me feel kind of Iron Maiden-y, which I do not feel bad about feeling Iron Maiden-y, and maybe bad about saying that, Iron Maiden-y, but I feel good about it. So we're going to end things there. The song I'm going to play is called Rum Women Victory. This, I think, was the single from the album, but it's a good example of what this album does do. So thank you very much for listening. We'll end it here. We'll talk next week.